You have your Bibles this morning. I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Psalms. I would like to read from the 105th Psalm, Psalm 105. I would like to read the first five verses. I encourage you to get a Bible and look at God's Word as I try to read from the Word of God, and pray that God will help us to hear and understand and believe and obey God's holy Word. Psalm 105. Beginning with verse 1, the Word of God says, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. If correctly read, that Psalm 105, the first five verses. Before we begin to endeavor to study from the Word of God, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth, the One who is all-powerful and all-wise. Lord, we thank Thee that we know that You're our Heavenly Father, that You love us with an everlasting love, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're thankful that we're preserved in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we're thankful that Thou hast known from even before the foundation of the world every problem that we would ever have, and Thou hast promised that Thou would never leave us nor forsake us. We're thankful that we can feel Thy presence with us this day, and we're thankful for the peace of God that we have because we can feel and know that You're with us and You're with all those who stand in special need of Thy help this day. We pray, Lord, that You'll bless all those who are sick and afflicted. We know there are many that are on the prayer list and many that are new this morning that stand in great need of Thy help. And we pray that You would help them. Bless those who have had surgery. Bless them with a speedy recovery. And we pray that You would bless their families with the strength and grace that they need as they take care of them. Bless all the ones that are sick with viruses and colds and with the flu and different problems. We pray that You would bless all of them in every needed way. Bless those who have lost loved ones. Comfort their hearts and give them the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And Lord, we pray today that You would bless Christy and Michael, that You would be with them in a special way. We are glad that You've given us faith to trust in Thee. We thank You for doctors and nurses and for medicine and all that the doctors are able to do, but we know that they can't do anything for our good without Thy blessings upon them. So we come to Thee as the great physician, asking You to touch Christy's body and bless her and the baby. You would be with them in a very special way and bring forth a healthy child. Bless Chris and Christy to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Pray that You would bless us all, that we would look to Thee for the strength and grace we need as we face the troubles and problems of life. Lord, I thank You for Christy's faith in You. Thank You for her confidence in You. Thank You for the peace that You've given her, and pray that You would continue to uphold her and her mother and all the members of this family. Bless us, Lord, to feel Your presence. Bless us now as we try to study Thy holy word. Teach us and instruct us and help us to be more thankful every day of our lives. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our precious Lord, our Savior, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to go back and look at the 105th Psalm and the first verse. The Word of God says, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. I was talking to a young man this past week, 18 years old, and he said, you know, I really don't think we know how to be thankful and appreciate as much as we have. Would you agree with that statement? That we don't know how to be thankful. We don't know how to appreciate all the blessings that we have. One of the reasons we don't know how to be thankful and appreciate all of those blessings is that we don't even comprehend the blessings that we have every day. Every day of our lives, we have so many blessings. On that day, that terrible day in the life of Job, when Job had lost all of his children and all of his possessions and everything that he had, when Job had lost all of that, did you know that even on that day, God loaded Job with blessings that day? And I'm thankful that Job, I don't know of anybody in the Word of God except for Jesus Christ, but I don't know of anyone other than Job that had his tremendous amount of faith to really appreciate all the blessings that he had. And Job didn't appreciate them all. Nobody can. None of us do. But we need to pray that God will help us to be more thankful for the blessings that we have. There are people that are in the nursing home today that though they're not able to get out of the nursing home, they're not able to do anything but lay in the nursing home. There are residents in those nursing homes that are very thankful for what they have. Though they have much less than what you and I have, they're thankful for what they do have. And I pray that God will help all of us to realize that we have so much more than most people. In the United States of America, we have so many blessings to be thankful for. As children of God, we have so many blessings to thank God for. To know that it's not just in this world that we have hope. To know that one day we're going to be in eternal heaven forever is a great blessing. Just to know that truth, besides actually experiencing that. To have the Word of God and read about the Word of God. I was thinking this past week about all the people that live on this earth that don't know the one true and living God. There are many other religions that do not know the one true and living God. There are people that worship dead gods. There are people that worship gods that are no gods at all. There is only one true and living God. And if we know Him, we're a blessed people. And to know that Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary and saved us from our sins, we're a blessed people. Our lives are blessed beyond measure. And we're supposed to be giving thanks for those blessings. When we get up in the morning, the first thing that you need to do is you need to thank God for sparing your life and those you love through the night. You need to pray, God, thank you. Thank you for sparing my life. Thank you that we haven't had any tragedies during this past night. Thank you for the rest we've had through the night. Thank you for the light of another day. And we pray that you would help us all during this day and help us to be thankful. Help me to realize the importance of being thankful. Help me to realize that I'm not worthy of the blessings that I have. And so David in this psalm, and I want you to notice how he does this. It's not just in one psalm. You go home and read all through the book of Psalms, and you'll find that the main theme is give thanks to God. Thank the Lord. Notice in not only in Psalm 105, but look forward at Psalm 106. Look at Psalm 106 and verse 1. The Word of God says, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Now, that's not thanking God for His goodness to us. That's just thanking God that He is good. God is good. He's good to us, but God is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. God is merciful. You know, the 23rd Psalm and last verse says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you know if we didn't have anything else but that would be enough to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for forever? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Even on bad days, goodness and mercy is being bestowed upon us by God. Psalm 106, the 47th verse, he again talks about giving thanks unto God and to God's holy name. He says in Psalm 106, verse 47, he says, now I want you to listen carefully to the wording here. Listen carefully. He says, save us. Now is he talking about eternal salvation right there? No, he's not talking about eternal salvation. He's talking about we have trouble in our lives. We need to be delivered from those problems. We need to cry unto God to save us and to deliver us. There are many of you in this congregation that have troubles and problems, and all of us need to cry unto the Lord. He is the only Savior. He's the only one who can always deliver. And so what's the cry that David makes to God? He says, "Save us." I want you to notice what he says now. "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen." Now, why did he want to be saved? So that I can go fishing, and so I can go hunting, and so I can enjoy life. That's not what he says. He says, "Save us to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise." Do you see the reason he wanted to be saved? He wanted to be delivered to do what? To give thanks unto God. To give thanks unto God. You know what? Sometimes people are delivered from troubles and problems, and did you know there are some people, now I want you to think about how bad some people are. I want you to just think about how bad some people are. There are some people that pray to God and beg God to help them, and then after God helps them, did you know there are some people on this earth that don't even go back and thank God for His blessings? Did you know that? There's some bad people out there, aren't there? And I think all of you know what I'm talking about. That it's not just the bad people out there, it's us. I believe that every person in this congregation, there have been times that we've prayed to God and begged God for help and begged Him to save us and deliver us and help us. And I would expect there's been at least one or more times in your life that you've asked God for help that you never went back and thanked Him. Now, there may be many times that you have gone back and thanked Him, but there also are times that you ask God to help you and you forget to go back and give thanks to God. Do you think that's true, that you sometimes forget to thank the Lord? You remember that Jesus tells us about Jesus going about and there being 10 lepers out there. And all 10 of those lepers needed to be healed. They needed to be saved. They needed to be delivered from that horrible condition that they had. And you remember how Jesus touched them and He healed them. But the Word of God says that there was only one that returned. The Scripture says there's only one that returned to give thanks unto the Lord. Only one. And as I think about my life, that was 1 out of 10. But did you know that as I think about my life, I doubt that I thank God for 1 out of 10 blessings that He gives me. Everybody hear what I said? I believe that in my life that I have so many blessings that even if I was a very, very thankful person, I doubt that I would thank God for 1/10 of the blessings that we have. We need to pray, God, help me to be a more thankful person. We need to pray, God, I know that I need to be more thankful. I know that I have all of these blessings, and I pray that You would touch me and remind me and help me to see the blessings I have and understand I'm not worthy of those blessings, and help me to be thankful. Help me to feel thankful to God. You know what you'll do if you feel thankful to God? You'll worship God. You'll praise God. You'll be happy. Did you know? You'll be happy if you think about your blessings. Anybody that's not happy, anybody that's not rejoicing, you know what they're thinking about? They're thinking about their troubles instead of their blessings. If you're not rejoicing in the Lord, it's because you're thinking about your troubles and your problems instead of counting your blessings. Everybody has trouble. Everybody has problems. Some have worse troubles and worse problems than others. Even today, there are some that have worse problems than others. But did you know that no matter how bad the troubles are and no matter how bad the problems are, we have a lot of things to thank the Lord for today. Amen. And we need to pray, God, help me. Help me to be thankful. Help me to see the blessings I have. Help me to acknowledge that I'm not worthy of those blessings. And help me to know that no matter how bad things are, you know, I get real upset when I hear somebody say, well, things just couldn't get any worse than this. Because almost always, when I hear somebody say that, they get a lot worse than that. Don't you think things can't get worse than they are in your life? They can get a lot worse. You might think, well, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody. You don't know. You don't understand. God, help me to be more thankful. What does the text say? Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And what's the last part of that Psalm 105 verse 1 say? After he says, give thanks unto the Lord, he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. What does that mean, make known his deeds among the people? Well, I can tell you about all the people that God has helped and the works and the deeds that God has given us in his word, but I can tell you what God's done for me. I can tell you a lot about what God has done for me because God has been good to me. And that's what I think David is talking about when he says, make known his deeds among the people. Get up in front of the people. And he says in many places in the scriptures to get up in the congregation of the house of the Lord and tell the people what good things God has done for you. Go home to thy friends and tell them how good things God has done for you. How good has God been to you? So good we can't even count the blessings that we have. And he says, make known the deeds. Tell other people about how good God has been to you. Instead of you just talking about the weather tomorrow, instead of you talking about something else, I want you to, every one of you, every day this week, I want you to tell somebody about how good God has been to you this week. There's one individual that I call regularly because I always get, you know, we used to have a member a long time ago. He's dead now. He died as a young man. Good brother in Christ. But he stayed on the wrong track a lot, and he'd call me and he'd say, Brother Billy, give me something to encourage me today. And I said, well, Brother so-and-so, I said, you weren't in church this past Sunday, and I said, I want to tell you about what God's Word says about you forsaking the assembling of yourself in God's house. Oh, every time I call you, you tell me about what I'm doing wrong. I want you to encourage me. I want to hear words of encouragement. I said, I can't give you words of encouragement unless you start trying to live the way God's Word tells you to live. Listen, brethren, we've got a lot to be encouraged about today. We have a lot to thank the Lord for today. Every one of us does. We have a lot to praise the Lord for. Give thanks unto Him. Make known His deeds among the people. Tell everybody you talk to. This one brother I mentioned that I call sometimes because he encourages me. Every time I ask him, how are you doing? He says, I'm doing the best I ever have. I'm having a wonderful day. Now, how in the world every day can be the best day he's ever had? Can you tell me how that is? Donald, how can you say that every day? Just, and he's not the one I call regularly, but tell me how. He's always positive. Brother Donald's always talking about how good God is and how the Lord's blessed him and he's not worthy of the blessings. You know how you can feel, you know why anybody would ever feel this is a wonderful day. This is the best day I've ever had. I couldn't be any better. You know how they can feel that way? Because they're thinking about what they deserve versus what they've got. They're thinking about how good the Lord is to them in their lives. They're thinking about the blessings they have. Even in times of trouble, if you'll think about your blessings, you'll be a happy person. You'll be a thankful person. You won't be murmuring and complaining if you're thinking about what you're supposed to be thinking about. The Bible says whatsoever things are honest and pure and just and holy. Bible talks about all the things we're supposed to think about. If there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things. We're to think like Jesus thought. We're to have the mind of Christ. Did you know Jesus, over and over in his life, he would start praying and he would say, I thank thee. For example, he says, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Was Jesus thankful? Jesus was thankful. All through his life, he kept praying and thanking God. I thank thee, O Father. The beginning of every prayer ought to be thanking God and praising God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We sometimes want to skip that next part, don't we? Thy will be done. I'm thankful that Brother Richard in his prayer, and most every time I hear any of you pray, you always pray, Lord, this is what we want. This is what we desire. This is what I want. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Now that takes grace and faith in God when somebody you love is in trouble, but you're always praying and remembering to pray, not my will, but thine be done. Because God's will is perfect. Did you know that? God never makes a mistake. No matter whatever happens, God has never made a mistake. And did you know that our God loves us? You know, my mama's here this morning. My mama loves me. My mama loves me. I think I could do anything in the world just about, and she'd love me anyway. But did you know there's somebody that loves me more than my mama does? I'm not talking about my wife. She loves me a lot too. But there's somebody that loves you more than any human being on this earth. I'm glad we have love for each other. I'm glad as brothers and sisters in Christ. We tried to study this past Wednesday night about friends, and then we talked about chief friends. We talked about what a blessing it is to be a part of a church where the people love each other, and there's no schisms or divisions in the body. To have chief friends that would be willing to lay down your lives for each other, that's a great blessing. But did you know there's one friend that sticketh closer than a brother? There's one person who loves you more than anybody else. And who is that? Tell me again. God. That's right. Now, God's in control of everything, isn't He? He's got complete power, complete control. Can I honestly, from my heart, can I always pray? Should I always pray? Should I be able to always pray? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Yes, because I know God loves me, and God's going to do what's right and good in all of our lives. You know, when Jesus was facing the cross of Calvary, and He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Now, that's a great example. Marty, in his prayers, thank God that we have the great example. Jesus saved us from our sins, but He gave us a perfect example of how to be thankful and how to be thankful no matter what happens in our lives. Give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Make known His deeds among the people. Talk about His wondrous works. Tell others how good God has been to you. Not just how good He was to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Listen, brethren, it needs to be more personal than that. I can tell you. And I need to think more about how good God has been to me. God's been good to us all. Give thanks unto the Lord. Every day give thanks. Back up to Psalm 100 just a moment. Psalm 100. There are many others I wanted to go to. Psalm 107, verses 1 and other verses. But I want to go back to Psalm 100. In Psalm 100, he says, Psalm 100, verse 1, he says, make a joyful noise. Do you remember that I said you ought to be happy? You ought to be thankful? If you're thankful, you're happy. If you're not happy, you're not thankful. Did you know it's a serious thing to be an unthankful people? And we'll go to that in just a minute. I want to get to being unthankful, but right now I want you to think about being thankful. In Psalm 100, verse 1, I want you to just listen to Psalm 100. I want to read the entire psalm. If you don't already know this psalm by heart, you need to learn this psalm by heart. All the children, don't you love to hear little children that know God's Word by heart? They've memorized God's Word. All of you remember Brother Chris Bond's little niece that came up here came down here. Her mama just died with cancer, and I think she was 4 years old, and stood up here and took every letter of the alphabet and said, A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. B, and took every letter of the alphabet, had a scripture with every letter, and knew where that scripture was. Now that mama, before she died, that mama did a good job of teaching that little girl something. And all of us parents and grandparents, we need to be teaching our children the Word of God. And this 100th Psalm is something they ought to know. If they're 3 years old, they ought to know the 100th Psalm. They ought to know the Lord's Prayer. They ought to know the 23rd Psalm. 3 or 4 years old is time for children to start really knowing the Word of God. But don't you require your children to learn or memorize anything you haven't already memorized. You learn it. You study it. Psalm 100, listen to what the Word of God says. Make a what? Sister Bessie, how old are you? 83 years old. Does she know God's Word? Way back in her life, somebody spent a lot of time teaching her and instructing her in the ways of God and in the Word of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, who is it that'll make a joyful noise unto the Lord? You know, you can sing, can't you? There are people that can sing and hit all the right notes. There are some people that sing and don't hit the right notes. But they can do this. They can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you're thankful, you're going to make a joyful noise. When we sing, we ought to sing in the Spirit and sing with understanding, and we ought to be making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. With what? You see how he keeps talking about how happy we ought to be? Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And listen carefully now to verse 4. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And then he reemphasizes it and says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We ought to be the happiest people. We ought to be singing. We ought to be singing everywhere we go. We ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. And if I think about how many blessings I have, I will be happy, making a joyful noise to the Lord. Serving the Lord with gladness. Being thankful unto him and praising his holy name. Making known his deeds among the people. Now what about people that are unthankful? Do you know what God does to people that are unthankful? I want you to think about this. It's serious. In fact, turn in your Bibles. I want you to look at Romans chapter 1. I want you to see when God's people, whom he has blessed so much, when they turn their back on God and when they are not thankful, there are serious consequences of what God will do. God will turn you over to a reprobate mind if you're not a thankful person. If God's children, when he has blessed them, if they don't give him the glory that's due his name, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, serve the Lord. If we're not doing that, God will turn you and me over to a reprobate mind. And we will go far away from God. And it all comes back to one thing, and that's being unthankful. Unthankful. Listen, Romans chapter 1. Listen first to verse 18. You go home and read all of this chapter, and especially Romans chapter 1. I want you to notice what he does. And here's, let's get the positive. Romans 1 verse 8. Romans 1 verse 8. Here's the positive. What does Paul say to the saints of God at Rome in Romans 1:8? He says, first, here he is writing this letter. What's the first thing he says? First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Was he thankful for them? Well, he says, first, I thank God for you all. First, I thank God for you all. Then he comes down and begins to give them instruction and teaching. And then he says in verse 18, Romans 1 verse 18, he says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, these are people who hold the truth. Do they have the truth? Do you know where they got the truth? Do you know who revealed the truth to them? God did. Are these children of God? Yes, they are. They hold the truth, but they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, what do you think about people who hold the truth in unrighteousness? Somebody name a sin that you would say is holding the truth in unrighteousness. Give me an example of somebody who's holding the truth in unrighteousness, an example of some kind of sin they might be committing. Adultery, okay. Homosexuality, all right. Now, those are examples, but I want you to look at what, as far as I know, there aren't any adulterers or homosexuals in here, but there are people that fit what he's talking about here, and he's not talking about adultery or homosexuality. I want you to see what he is talking about. In Romans 1, verse 21, he says, because that when they knew God, are these children of God now? These are children of God. They know God. That when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were what? Thankful. They weren't thankful. Now, that's the children of God that are holding the truth of God in unrighteousness. It is unrighteous to know that God has blessed you and not be thankful. And what will God do to those who hold the truth in unrighteousness? What will God do to those who are unthankful? Come down to verse 24. You go home and read this step by step, and you'll see the the sequence of events, the departure. You'll see the steps going away from God. Verse 24, he says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." Now, brethren, he's beginning to talk about homosexuality. You started off with homosexuality, but where does... There is anybody who is a homosexual or an adulterer or a drunkard, do you know where it started? It did not start with those sins. There is a particular sin that it all started with. What is the sin that leads to all those other sins? What is it?
Unthankful.
Being unthankful. That's correct. Being unthankful. You go home and study this in its context, you'll see that. That being unthankful is what led to everything else. Anybody who is a homosexual chose to be a homosexual. First of all, let me emphasize that. Secondly, if you're an adulterer, you chose to be an adulterer. And if you're a drunkard, you choose to be a drunkard. And if you're a thief or a robber or anything else, anything we are, any sin we commit, we decide to go in that direction. It's decisions we make. And there are consequences to those decisions. But it all starts with being what? That's a serious sin, being unthankful. Did you know it? God doesn't look lightly upon it to be unthankful. You know, how many of you remember ever spanking your children because they didn't say thank you? Do any of you ever remember spanking? How many of you parents do you think you've ever spanked a child because they didn't say thank you? Anybody here ever spanked your child because they didn't say thank you? Yes, I'm sure you have. You're over 60 years old. They used to spank. 80 years old. That generation spanked a lot. And produced some good children too, by the way. Unthankful. Look at verse 25. We're in Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Is that happening today? Worshiping, and you know, the only people that will ever worship and serve the creature more than the Creator are those who are, what's the sin?
Unthankful.
Now come to verse 26. For this cause, for what cause? Because they were unthankful. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one to another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, what led to them being turned over to a reprobate mind? Why did God turn them over to a reprobate mind? It was because they were what? Unthankful. Unthankful. It's a serious thing to not give thanks to the Lord. It's a serious thing not to feel gratitude toward God for His goodness in our lives. I pray that God will help us all to give thanks to the Lord. Let me say one more thing in closing. There are a lot of other scriptures that I wanted to go to, but I want to mention one other in closing. In Job, everybody listen carefully. Do you know when I do give thanks? When do you, if you do and when you do give thanks, tell me when you give thanks. Somebody tell me. Brother Neil, tell me when you normally give thanks.
When I'm delivered.
Okay, when you're delivered. Save us and we'll give thanks. When God delivers us, when God helps us, when God does something for us, isn't that usually when we give thanks? When God's doing for us, that's usually when we give thanks. But I want you to listen to what Job did. And this is what we need to learn to do. Job lost it all, didn't he? And here's what Job said. Job said, "The Lord gave." Now when he had it, do you think he was thankful when he had it? Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was thankful when he had it. Nobody will ever be thankful when they lose it if they weren't first thankful when they had it. But there are a lot of people who are thankful and give thanks to God when they have blessings, but when they lose those blessings, they stop being thankful and they start getting angry with God. Job was such a man that he was thankful when he had his blessings, and he continued to be thankful even when those blessings were taken away. So this is the reason that Job could say, "The Lord gave." Was he giving glory to God for giving him those blessings? Yes, he was. Was he thankful to God for giving him those blessings? Yes, he was. He said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away." He suffered great loss. But you know what he did? He was still what? He was still thankful. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." As soon as he said, "The Lord hath taken away," he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Oh, for a faith that will not shrink. No matter how bad things get in your life and in my life and in the lives of those that we love, may God help us to have a faith so strong that we will give thanks in everything. That's what the Scripture says. In everything what? Give thanks. May God help us is my prayer for Christ's sake.